No expectancy, not waiting for anything to happen, being completely present here, simply to allow that state of consciousness that is free of future, free of past, timeless state of simple presence to emerge here within yourself. Because that's why you're here. You didn't come here to be fed new thoughts, concepts, ideas. Perhaps a few signposts, they are useful. But you didn't come here to collect more signposts which say Rome or Mecca or enlightenment and then carry them home, put them in your library or living room. Isn't that a beautiful signpost? Or worship the signpost, a concept, an idea, a thought. In a way, we're here so that the opposite of that can happen. A relinquishing of concepts and ideas. Ultimately, and that may sound a little bit frightening, to the mind, relinquishing thought. What is stillness other than a state of consciousness that is free of noise? This is not some distant goal to be achieved in 10 years' time or in a future lifetime. If this state of consciousness were not emerging in you already, you wouldn't be sitting here. But to the mind and the egoic sense of self, which is a mind-identified sense of self, a mental image, me, my story, my past, my future, that may be a little bit frightening. No thought. Who would I be without thought? It's all about relinquishing attachment to thinking and ultimately going beyond the compulsive need to think. And what then arises is presence, a state of clarity, simplicity, of simple beingness, a very deep allowing this moment to be as it is. So that is love, that is compassion, that is a deep care, an embracing of whatever is. In other words, embracing life, saying yes to life. Where is life? Here. Now. Life cannot exist separately from here and now. So any denial of the now, resistance to the now, running away from the now mentally, always trying to get to the next moment because fulfillment is there somewhere, and you miss this life. And then you reach the age of 85, still looking for something, and you've missed the beloved, the divine that is here every moment. Now this moment, and there's only one moment, appears in different forms. This moment happens to be beautiful externally, beautiful surroundings, wonderful people. So it's a little bit easier, as we sit here, to enter the state of allowing. There may be moments that appear not good on the surface, not good in little ways or big ways. You miss a bus or a plane, something little, or something major happens, some breakdown in your life, some loss. What happens then? Usually resistance comes up, not a deep no to what is. That is the reactivity of the little me, the mind-made sense of self, the story. It gets stronger. The deeper the no is to this moment, and when a challenge comes, the no can become very intense, and that of course is pain, is suffering. The stronger the no, the deeper the challenge, the stronger the reactive no. And that what I call the little me, which is a mind-made image of who I am, based on my past, things that happened to me. Not only that, more importantly, based on an interpretation of those things that happened to me. So the things that happened to me, together with an mental interpretation of those events and people from my past, over the years, an image forms in the head, me, I. And there's a story, of course, that is an intrinsic part of the image of me. So everybody lives in that work of fiction created by the mind, and the me is the main protagonist in that work of fiction. It may be a big drama, it may be a tragic comedy, a mixture. So being trapped in a sense of identity that is very small, my past, my story, which needs to be continuously revived mentally, and the little me lives in resistance to what is, because the artificial, the fictitious nature of that entity cannot be sustained except in the state of resistance to now or denial of now.